All right, so I am. It's been a while since I've done a Andy's audio journal, so I thought I'd get out. It's nice today. It's starting to become fall. It is, what day is it? The October 18th. So we've had a couple days of frost. So I've just been like thinking of a lot of the like changing of the seasons and like how winter is coming quickly, and I don't like winter at all. The older I get, the worse I hate winter. But anyway, so I've been thinking about that a lot, and just changes and things that like you get so used to having like a set, like you get set in your ways. You get up, you get dressed, you eat, get your cup of coffee, go to work, come home, do that again next day, next day, next day. And then you end up having Saturday or Sunday where you don't do that. You sit and you rest, which is good. I mean, it's a good reset. You know, I know that like in presenting and fields like that where you're doing, you know, live streams or teaching something in a setting, there's something called like a pattern interrupt, right? But this is the idea of just something different to get people's attention. And so like, because as you do the same thing over and over and over again, you end up having you just kind of, people start to kind of tune out. And so the idea of a pattern interrupt is you do something different, flash something up on the screen, do something different, make people stand up, whatever. It just kind of breaks that habit, that cycle. And so that's really what like the weekend is for, right? The idea is to break up the cycle of doing 5 days of work where you're getting up, you're getting dressed, you're going to work, coming home, going to sleep. That's your pattern, and then you have your pattern interrupt. So like I've been thinking about the like just like places where overall I can make that change. You know, we have seasons in our life, right? I mean, you have, depending on where you live, you don't get all four seasons, but some places you have four seasons. You have spring, summer, winter. I did that wrong. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. There we go. And how we, as a like society, there's things that you should, you know, especially if it's always looking the same. Like I would take like it changing of the seasons to reevaluate things that are going on in like the way that you do things. So that may mean taking a different way to work. It may mean trying something different, trying something new, introducing a new hobby to yourself. Because I've noticed myself, I get kind of in a rut. I come home and as the older I get, the more tired I get in the evenings. And so I kind of just get resigned to sitting down on the couch and watching something and not letting my mind be active and doing something and learning something new. And so, I'm trying to go through right now and decide for myself what I can change. What if maybe there's something that can be changed as I go about this. And I haven't really come up with anything good yet, because that's what I've been thinking about. So I'll get back with you here soon. Maybe look for the next Andy's audio journal and see maybe what has changed with me, what I've decided that maybe needed to be changed or added or removed from my schedule to change as we're going through this changing of the seasons. Just like you do with spring cleaning and fall cleaning and things like that, you're always like, that's the idea, right? To clean the house, to keep things clean, because otherwise the crust just jumps up, the crust comes in, and you're not, you have this sense of it just kind of builds up over time, and all of a sudden next thing you know, you're like, whoa, how did that hit there? So that's something that I'm gonna be working on here soon, is just to kind of try and evaluate what are some things that need to change, what are some things that need to stay the same. And yeah, next time on the journal, I will come back with what I may have decided needed to change. So the other thing that's been interesting is for me, and this is something that I've been trying to do, so just an update on my life. Hopefully it's interesting to you too. But so I've always, since Julie and I got married, I have kind of had this, like, we called it Layman Creations, and it was like this idea of we would do things like create something. So it was kind of a side business, but it was nothing really ever official. Like, that's what we call it, Layman Creations. I have laymancreations.com, and I actually need to do something with that. But I have, so we've had this idea of Layman Creations, and just like it was when I do wedding videos or whatever, it's kind of a side project, but nothing really ever kind of came of it. It was kind of just this is just a name. But this last year, I actually went ahead and took the leap and created an LLC. And so we are Layman Creations LLC. And so that's, so it's like an official business now. So that's one of the things that I've been doing, like trying to, it's still a side gig thing. It's not my full-time job, obviously. But I've been trying to figure out what that looks like and how I can help people. So using Ecamm. Those of you who don't know, I use Ecamm for all of my video productions with the Dudes and Dads podcast, and also with Podcast Answers. And so Podcast Answers is my podcast that I talk about how to create podcasts, but it's also kind of rolled into Layman Creations. So it's one business. It's Layman Creations and Podcast Answers is one thing. And so I've been really using Ecamm, and one of the things that I've heard about recently is like this idea of doing remote productions for people. So I can, with my Ecamm, you can be anywhere in the world, and I can produce your show for you. I can produce your live stream, your podcast. I can produce a conference for you. I can produce really anything. And so I've been kind of doubling down on that and learning about how to do that and best how to best make that into a business. And I've been able to consult with people. It's been kind of nice. I've done some stuff for like helping people learn how to podcast, and great, again, that's my passion. So yeah, that's actually what I'm doing now, is just being able to help people do that. And I had a couple people that were passed off, and like, this is how I kind of got started doing wedding videos early on, is I did a wedding video for somebody, and then somebody else kind of said, hey, do you, just, you know, one of their friends, do you know anyone that does wedding videos? I'm getting married. And that person went, yeah, hey, Andy does it. And then next thing I know, I'm doing 2 to 3 weddings a summer, and getting that, getting those done like that. So it's starting to happen again now, not with wedding videos, but with production and things like that. I've got some friends in the Ecamm community that are doing this for a living. They do remote production for a living. And I'm getting people passed to them, things that they can't exactly do because they're too busy or the client can't charge or isn't wanting to pay as much for it than they are charging. And so I'm getting some of those referrals. And so it's really great to be able to have those referrals. So anyways, that's all that to say is it's one of the things that I'm getting more and more into right now. And so if you do know somebody who's A, looking to start a podcast, B, wanting to do some sort of a live stream show, with that, you know, whatever that is, I'm willing and can help them. So pass them my way because I can help them do like the live stream and things like that. So that's kind of an update on me and where I've been. Again, hopefully I will be able to tell you more about things that are going to be changing during this season.